We are joined by a very, very imposing presence. This gentleman, Wally Tyson of the Disabled American Veterans.
He's the national commander of the DAV.
See, that's, I knew there was a reason he lit up the room.
Yep.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning to both of you. I'm terrific.
Disabled American Veterans, unfortunately, your organization is way too busy, isn't it?
Exactly. But we like it that way.
Well, I'm glad you guys are out there.
A lot of disabled veterans that need our help, and there's a lot more that don't seek our help that should be for the sake of their families.
What type of help do you specifically provide?
Our main goal is to represent the disabled veterans to get the benefits they've earned by virtue of their service.
So you help them work this existing system?
We actually help them prepare their claims. We prepare the claims for them, and we represent them before the Veterans Administration to get them the benefits.
I didn't realize it was that difficult for them to get their benefits.
It can be. If they try and do it by themselves, it's virtually impossible because they're not there to represent themselves. We're authorized advocates and representatives for them. We're in the room with them. Or possibly the family member, the widow, or the orphan. So our services are all free, and we're there for them as long as they need us.
Typically, how many veterans are you working with at any one time?
That depends on the state. Our three largest offices, of course, are St. Petersburg, Florida, Waco, Texas, and in my home state, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
That's interesting. There's nothing up in the Northeast or any of those areas.
No. A lot of the World War II veterans and Korean veterans, you know, that moved south or that have already been through the process and that type of thing. And a lot of the younger veterans. There are a lot of new veterans organizations coming on board. And they choose to seem to stick with those they served with, especially Afghani and the Iraqi veterans. But we've been doing this since 1923. We have the heaviest workload of any organization, and we need them to come to us because we need the new leaders. You know, I came at the end of Vietnam, and that's what, you know, 20,
yeah,
almost 30 years ago now, and I've been a member of DAV for 25 years.
And that was a tough time for veterans.
Very, very much so.
Now, it says here that you also have a national transportation program.
Exactly. We have 2,400 vans that we're in cooperation with Ford Motor Company. They're a national organization, helps furnish part of the money. The chapters raise their own money, and the state level raise money, all to purchase these vans. We then donate them to the VA medical centers. And we transport the veterans that have no other way of getting there. We bring them to the hospital and return them home. And all this is done by our volunteer drivers, you know, who do not get paid. It's just a sincere love of the job and their fellow veteran.
Well, that's a fantastic thing you guys do.
Oh, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 million miles a year.
That's a lot of driving.
That is a lot of miles. And it's, again, it's sad that we have to go to these lengths to get them their benefits.
Yeah, you figure the government, you know, would take care of them because they wrote a blank check with their body and said, here's my life, my future, and my family's future. And, you know, then unfortunately something happens to them and then they have to fight the government for it? That's just not right.
No, it's not right, but we saw that need. And thanks to our senior-level management folks, our national adjutant, Art Wilson, our executive directors, Mark Burgess in Cold Spring, Kentucky, and Barry Jasnowski in Washington, they plan for these things. And every year, it seems like we come along, we find something else that needs to be done, either on a local level or a national level. And, you know, this year I had the honor of delivering the DAV's legislative message before Congress, the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. And hopefully you can see by now I'm not a shy person. So
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we delivered the message.
Yeah, I was right about that imposing presence.
Hey, yeah, there was a the trouble we have right now, you know, there's only 25 veterans in Congress.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the lowest number since World War II.
Yeah.
So we're all of a sudden the teachers and the mentors. But the nice thing about it is when the people at the Congress want to learn something about veterans, they come over to our national headquarters on Main Street there in Washington.
Oh, that's good.
It is good, and we're very proud of that record. And it gives us an opportunity, as well as them an opportunity, to learn exactly what we do.
Wally, one of the things that I remember reading on the website, and I think this is a very important point, is that you don't have to be a member of the DAV to get benefits from the DAV's help.
No, sir.
And I thought...
Continue.
Okay, I just thought that that was... I thought that was a very important point, you know, that the DAV is willing to help everybody, regardless of whether they were a member or not.
If they are eligible, and we try and help them, if they're not eligible to get these benefits, to make them eligible to seek their benefits, you know, we believe that the membership may come. You know, with someone, if it's the veteran themselves joining the DAV, okay, because we've shown our good faith. And same with, say, a widow who may be eligible for the auxiliary based on her husband's eligibility to join, okay, or her spouse, his spouse. I would say we're good 99% of the time in that respect because they want to belong to an organization that is true to their word and do what they do.
And not only that, but they feel the need to help return to an organization that helped them out as well.
And they are very gracious in that respect as far as our fundraising efforts. And we see a lot of donations come our way because of that. And all the donations we receive that way go right back into our national service program, so that we always have our service officers and our vans there for whatever they may need. And we're very proud and we're very blessed with the volunteers in this respect. Because the volunteers are the ones that really sell the program.
Speaking of that, if I wanted to become a volunteer, where would I find more information?
You can go to the website, www.dav.org, or contact a DAV chapter in your local hometown or in the state.
Do you guys have a booth here at AirVenture?
Yes, we do. We certainly do.
Where is it?
That you'll have to ask. I've been around the whole place. And I don't know the streets.
Oh, gotcha. So you're not actually in like an exhibit building or anything?
No, we have our travel trailer and truck. It's towed by a 450 Ford.
There you go.
We're in a great partnership with Ford Motor Company. I drive my personal car is a Ford. It's here on the grounds, has a tremendous amount of information. So if Liz were here or Mike, they could give me the directions, but I'll try and get that back to you.
No problem. Well, if you run across it, stop in and say hi.
Well, I was also going to say, I have seen Larry Kelly's B-25 Panchito.
Yes.
He helps out with the DAV. And also you have Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band helping out as well. That's pretty good.
That is one amazing individual. I've known Gary now for about 3 years. And he performs at our national convention. He's always the highlight of the place. You know, it's one of those, the heck with the national commander, where's Gary?
Right.
And rightly so. So he will be here this evening performing, and everything is on schedule for that. We had a picnic last night for all the volunteers out here at the air show for the Warbirds, and that was tremendous. We had over 350 people.
Nice.
That's the number of volunteers that were here.
Wow.
And they were undaunted by the weather and the rain and everything else. So,
either that or they just didn't have any place else to go that was any drier.
Yeah, that could be too.
If they're camping here, they're soaked.
They were still eating outside.
Oh, there you go. Well, sir, I want to thank you for joining us and keep up the good work.
thank you for the invitation. And again, I encourage especially all the younger veterans, come see the DAV. We need your leadership skills. We need your military background. And I promise you, it will be a valuable experience for you like it was for me.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.